Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show, and tonight we are going to be a little bit international. You know, we're always talking about Canada. Oh, Canada! Our home and native getting screwed. We're losing the country. And it's not new. I want to talk a little bit about international. What I mean by international, see, we're always focused on what's going on in Canada, which we should be. We should really be on our game here, what's going on in this country. Because, like I said, we're going to lose this country because we're assuming, most of us who are awake are not assuming anything. We're not taking anything for granted. But those rest of us are assuming that the government is going to do you a justice, okay? They're going to take care of you. The government is going to take care of you. Oh, yeah. Talk to the natives on that one. Ooh. Taking care of you. So I want to talk about another country whose people, like ourselves, believed that the government was going to take care of them. The Zionists were going to take care of the people of Israel. And what's happened now in the land of Israel, where the Hebrews live, now, for 1 minute now, I know a lot of people out there have some animosity toward the people of Israel. I get that. I get there's history there. And I get that there are some animosity towards the history. But for 1 minute, just for 1 minute, put that aside and hear what I got to say for a minute. It just so happened that the shit hit Israel and hit it bad. Okay, and some of you might say, well, good, that's good, the Israelis are going to get theirs and all that. Okay, forget that too. I want you to focus here. Focus on what's really going on. See, the illusion of this matrix is to create a dynamic in all of us so that we get distracted with some emotional something or another to get us off the game, off the track, off the perception we should have. Okay? And I'm trying to keep this real, and I'm trying to keep this perception at the front of the line here. So I'm saying this because I know there's a lot of people that have some problems with Israel, and I get that. Now, here you have a people that have put their faith in the government because the government has created all these, you know, far-out, fear-mongering things. Everyone's going to try to kill Israel. Israel's going to be wiped off the face of the earth. So now the government, so the people are trusting the government is going to protect them. Now in Israel, Pfizer has signed a contract with Israel. It's an FU contract. I mean it's an FRO, what the F contract. It's that bad. The reason why I'm saying this is because Pfizer tried the same bullshit in South America. I think it was Pfizer. Pfizer went down to South America because they wanted to bring the vaccine, they wanted to bring the weapon of mass destruction down to South America. And South America had the capacity to sue any drug company that would present a medicament that could cause damage to the people. Well, Brazil told him, Chuck, you Farley, and I think Argentina did the same thing. So, you know, we have to draw the line here. Now, Israel signed some contract with Pfizer in regarding to their national assets. That means their military, their wealth, their scientific achievements in technology, the whole enchilada. And when you get to the contract and you start reading Section 7, it's all redacted, all covered up with black. Can't read it. It's the indemnity part of the contract. And this part of the contract where, you know, you have to, you know, pay up if something goes wrong. Well, they decided they were going to remove that little bit of information from the contract. In other words, that contract is going to be null and void in that regard. And in this as well, they have created another aspect to this contract. There's a section 12 there. I'm pretty sure it's a section 12. I'm trying to take a quick look here. Let me see here. What did Israel give Pfizer in return for the vaccine? Anyway, there's a section 12 there. And the thing is in there. It's going to be in tonight's show. And this is for all of you who are also Israeli, Hebrew, or Israelites, that's background comes from Israel. This applies to you as well. Pfizer basically now has created this vaccine to inject or infect. Let me rephrase that. Pfizer has created this weapon of mass destruction to cause genetic damage to the people of Israel. And in return, Israel is to surrender their assets, basically what identifies them as a country. And the Zionists signed the deal. Now I hear 60% of the people of Israel have been infected with this weapon of mass destruction, this genetic disorder, which all the doctors are exclaiming that in 3 to 6 months, now 3 to 14 months, that the genetic engineering of these vaccines or these weapons of mass destruction, these downloads, are going to kick in and you're going to see people dying. Well, we're already seeing this with the elderly that they have went and waged war on with this weapon of mass destruction. Now they want to do to the people of Israel. And now this is what they're doing to the people of Israel. And now this is for Canadians now. I want Canadians to really pay close attention to this, because guess what? They're going to F us the same way. Okay, they're going to F us. The only reason they haven't gone any faster here is because we have our guns and we have activists that are actually fighting this fight. And we actually need all the Canadians to get in on board and fighting this fight, because we are going to lose this country to this bullshit that Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, whatever the F they want to bring into this country. And all of us need to take our part here. So you better pay close attention, because if they're screwing Israel, they are definitely going to screw Canada. Canada will follow that whole gambit, because the leadership we have here basically have been decapitated. They're ballless wonders that are leading this country. They have no balls. They have no courage to stand up and say, we are not going to play this game. But we don't have that here. The leadership we have here doesn't exist. What we have are dictators who are trying to bring Canada into a technocratic system. And that ain't worth a fiddler's F. I'm going to put it to you that way. So anyway, in Israel now, they are giving them a little green sticker, their little green passport, which allows them to go shopping. Fucking shopping. So if they have the vaccine. Now, in old Canada and America, they have been training people with this mask. They got you with the mask. Well, they know you're going to follow the order, because they have bamboozled you with the bullshit of the mask. Oh, great mask. Oh, great mask. We have taught the masses with the mask. Now we have led them down the step. By step, inch by inch, we have brought them down to the gates of hell. And now we're about ready to make sure they are indoctrinated, integrated, interfaced with hell itself. Sounds like a preacher. Now, Israel, if you don't get vaccinated, and this is again for all the Hebrews outside of Israel that may want to actually do something to save their country, may want to write to their Zionist friends and tell them the F-R-O, capital F-R-O. And in Canada, this is coming here as well. They're going to manifest this bullshit. If you've been vaccinated, you can have the passport now. You can now go to a movie house. You can now go to a whorehouse. You can now go to an outhouse. You can now go to a cat house. You can now go outside your house. All you need is that passport. And all you way to get the passport is get the shot, get the vaccine, get this. This is because that's what they're telling you. It's a vaccine. It's a vaccine. It's not a fucking vaccine. It's a weapon of mass destruction. And they're out to destroy everyone. Like I talked about in the last show, The Desolation of Sacrilege. This is about taking out you, taking out your DNA, taking you out of the equation and putting in their abomination. The abomination of the desolation of sacrilege, putting this abomination inside of us to alter our DNA, to alter our very fabric of our creation. Turn us into some shit. That's all it is. This should not be happening in Canada at all. Period. If you're taking these vaccines, my heart goes out to you. Really, it does. I understand a lot of you took it because you were ignorant and I didn't know what you were taking because they were told you were vaccines. These are not vaccines. This is why the Bible says, my people perish for lack of understanding. People perish for lack of wisdom because you don't freaking read. You just follow that effing television and now you're in a predicament. One I don't know can be fixed, to be quite honest with you. This is to wipe out your genetic code, the abomination that they've injected inside of you, the download of a program operating system run by DNA, AI, nanotechnology. This is not going to protect you on any level. I mean, how many of you have actually read the contract when you get these so-called weapons of mass destruction downloaded into you that they call vaccines? It doesn't stop it from infecting you. And in fact, it doesn't even slow it down. It doesn't stop you from spreading it. It doesn't stop you from wearing a mask. It doesn't stop you from social distancing. It doesn't stop you from doing anything except infect other people. You are the weapon itself now. And the people of Israel, going back to that, have to now have a green frickin' sticker in order to go grocery shopping. Now, can you imagine that in Canada? We pride ourselves, you know, to be a very tolerant society. We pride ourselves to be fair. We pride ourselves to be compassionate. Okay, and here in Israel, apparently they don't have those attributes there. At least the Zionists that's running the country don't have that attribute there. They're willing to slaughter their own people. Well, they're not their own people. Let me rephrase that. They're ready to slaughter the people of Israel. These sons of Belial that are there running the show. Children of Baal. Willing to kill the people of Israel over not accepting the abomination of desolation of sacrilege there. Imagine that. Imagine that. And now, in old Canada, this is coming. This is coming. What are we going to do about it? That's my question. So we've got a bunch of us already fighting the fight. We already got a lot of us already out there doing our thing. Yeah, you got Liberty out west, you got me here, you got Brian out there, you got Fiona over here, you know, you got and then you got all the other people to help support that you don't hear about to send me stuff so I can, you know, present these shows to you. You got people all over this country trying to save this country, trying to get all of us to wake up to this bullshit. This is happening in Israel. And you know, if the children of Belial, the sons of Moloch, are killing their own, killing the people of Israel, guess what? We have the same children running the show here in this country. Some of you may not know the references I'm talking about. Have you ever read the New Testament? You know, when Jesus called the Pharisees as children of Belial, their father the devil, and had no truth in them. Remember that? This is why I say read the gospel, man. Read what Jesus had to say. You might learn something here or there. I know I've learned things that I never knew after reading the gospels. It might be a good idea to check it out. But these were the hierarchy that were in charge of Israel in the day, and they too were killing their own people or killing the people of Israel. I wouldn't say their own people because they don't have a people. The people of Israel, the people that God had put in Israel, were being wiped out. And today, it's not just the people of Israel. See, back in the World War II, let me explain to you how the mass trained you. Okay, how the mass trained you to be you know, conducive to their bullshit. See, back in the Second World War, the people of Israel, the Hebrews that were part of the prisoner of war, not just the Hebrews. There were Poles, there were Czechs, there were Hungarians, there were Slovenians, there were Macedonians, there were Italians, there were French, there were Romanians, there were Bulgarians. They were all part of the prisoners of war. And the Germans were gassing them, treating them with a gas to kill typhus. So they would put them inside and get them used to getting gassed so that they would remove the skin infections that they were acquiring. So the people got used to going into the chambers and getting gassed, thinking, and assuming, does this sound familiar, assuming that the government of Germany was taking care of them, was looking after them, was looking out, giving them, you know, looking out after their interest. What wound up happening is they would keep going into these chambers. Eventually, they didn't come out. It wasn't just Hebrews. Okay, there were Catholics, there were Protestants, there were Christians, there were believers, there were Muslims, there were Hindus, there were Buddhists, all kinds of people, all kinds of nationalities, all kinds of races. I don't want to single out anybody because I think that's just a little bullshit there. People died in that war from all over Europe, all over Africa, not just one species, one culture. And they too all, again, acquiesced to the idea that they were being treated and looked after. And in the end, they were sacrificed and slaughtered and killed. Now, what's going on in Israel? Seems to me the same shit's going on there. Like I said, I can't believe my eyes. We're revisiting history again. But this time, it's not just going to be, you know, this specific situation for a specific group of people. This is going global. This is going global. If you're in America, you better pay attention as well, because your government there ain't going to look after you. They don't. That goofball you got there ain't going to give a rat's ass about any of you. I'm not a liberal, and I'm not a Democrat, and I'm not a conservative, and I'm not a Republican. I think all that is just a bunch of bullshit anyway. It doesn't matter what you are. It doesn't matter how you vote. It's the bankers and the corporations and the corporocracies and the technocracies today that determine who is going to be your president and who is going to be our prime minister. Your vote means jack shit. None of it means a damn thing. If you still believe that, you're on some kind of quaalude, I think. Or smoking some real bad wacky tobacco. One or the other. You vote. Your vote means sweet epe. And it's all been already designed and designated already before you even go down there to pull the lever. If you've got a government, and I don't give a shit where you live in this realm, if you got a government that's out there sacrificing and slaughtering its own citizenry, its own people, then what you got is an agenda of people carrying out an order, not a government governing the people. Governments protect their people. Governments save their people. Governments protect them from invasions. Governments have a rule of law. Governments have a system of order so that everybody is equal under the law, and not that, okay, we're going to target the elderly this week. We're going to use that weapon of mass destruction and inject every one of them with that weapon so we can wipe out a 30 or 40% of them. Ooh, what a government that is. Any society, any group of people, any institution, any faction of a system in a country that destroys its elderly is doomed to not exist. Doomed. And we're doing it in Canada. I mean, in Canada, we've always taken pride in regarding to take care of our moms and dads and grandparents and uncles and whatever. Family was always some kind of a knit in the system. So now, all of a sudden, we are seeing them being slaughtered with this vaccine. This weapon they call a vaccine. We're going to call it vaccine weapon. Vaccine weapon. Oh, yeah. It's coming to get you. That vaccine weapon has got your name on it. It's got your DNA ready to be rocked and rolled, strutting and strolled. The abomination is coming in to desolate you. That's what this is really all about. Has been since the inception of this. I heard this week, and again, this is speculation. And I'll be the first to say it's speculation, but it really does seem plausible. That I guess the Globe had set out to do the books, and the books showed that they were a little short on the money part. They were in debt, the whole world. And they decided to create a distraction, because if they didn't create a distraction, they figured there'd be civil unrest in every country on the planet. Now, this is what I was reading, or what I was having a discussion with. In order to stop or to avert the situation from occurring, they created this pandemic, this fake bullshit, calling influenza A and influenza B a COVID or corona contrivance, to get everybody distracted enough to forget about all these other things. And now the government says they'll pay off all the debts, but you'll have nothing. You'll owe nothing, and you'll have to take their their weapon, their vaccine weapon. Oh. And, you know, that made sense. I mean, it's not the first time that wars broke out because governments were broke. Comes to mind the Second World War. Isn't that what that was all about? The world was broken, so we had to create a war to eliminate the people on the planet so that the governments now would not have to bear the burden of social programs. Sounds like we're doing it again, except we're not doing it with guns and bullets and bombs or tanks. We're just now doing it with the vaccine weapon. It's coming for ya. You know. Think about that. Think about that. It's history repeating itself. Even the mask. The mask is nothing but history repeating itself. I mean, doesn't it seem a little odd that 2020... 2019, 2021, 1920, 1921, 1922, you know, early the 1920s, 2020s. Doesn't it sound seem a little bit odd to you that we're repeating the same fucking history all over again? I get a little bit, you know, kind of annoyed because, you know, as a people, I really hate doing something twice, especially if I didn't like it the first time, and I have to do it again the second time. I mean, it really pisses me off that I have to repeat something, especially history. And when I see us repeating history all over again, doing the same shit all over again, I'm like, good God. I mean, are you kidding me? Wasn't the first time bad enough? Now we're going to go through this shit again? The other thing I heard, I was talking to somebody in Romania, and she was saying to me that people have this notion, and we got the same thinking here in Canada, if we're good and we obey the orders, we're going to go back to normal. Bullshit is unbelievable. And what's more unbelievable is that people actually believe that bullshit. Going back to normal. I find that odd. The idea of that being a thought, an actual thought, I find that extremely odd that anybody would actually believe that. Going back to normal. What does that really mean? Going back to normal. Let's take a look again at Israel. Israel, did you get the vaccine weapon inserted inside of you? No. Oh, well, if you didn't get that, we can't give you a pass to go shopping. And the people that believe, now let me get this to you, because this is how it came to me. that we're going to go back to normal, and the government is going to be, we're going to be okay, and the government's going to take care of us. Now, this is the interesting thing about this, so that, again, I'm trying to point this out so that you get, you don't get stuck on being stuck. This is the idea of the government's solution to taking care of things and getting things back to normal. See, they're going to try to buy up all the debt, take care of everything, take over everything. So now we own nothing. And so in return, they're going to give us the CERB, and they're going to give us whatever bullshit they're going to give us, and then they're going to give us some shit for brain-type job to go shovel shit or circumcise elephants or some stupid job, you know, that so that we can earn the CERB. Now, in the end, you're going to have to take that vaccine weapon. Sorry about the crude example, but it'll stick. if not, what I'm saying, the example will. Brain damage, anyway. What will happen is their idea of not taking care of things will be to give you that weapon of vaccine and you'll die. And when enough of you start to die, this will lighten the burden on these social programs that we have all earned and have worked for all our lives. But they don't want you to have those social programs. They want to take them away. Those of you who are younger, you think it's far, far away. I'll tell you something. It'll be up your arse before you know it. And what will happen is when it gets time for your turn, there won't be nothing left because this system as we see it today will cease to exist. Jobs that were meant to carry us to our, you know, later on in life, they had these technocrats have destroyed any kind of job security that you could have in any country. They have played one country against the other. China will be played against India when India gets up and running. They have in the United States took all their jobs and exported them first to Mexico, then Canada, then China, and now they stayed in China. Meanwhile, the American citizen in America now can't find work, and the jobs they're finding are nominal wage paying jobs, whereby you can't afford to live on that wage because they've inflated everything so that anybody coming in from another country will pay top dollar. Imagine that. Yet the citizen of America stays broke. And the same thing goes on in Canada. Canada has just to give you an idea, our prime minister just lent China $3 billion. $3 billion went out of Canada to China. I don't know about you, but that really irks my ire. Gotta say, I'm not impressed. Why are we not taking that $3 billion and investing it in Canadians? I don't get it. We got a whole Eastern Seaboard that's broke. And we just gave $3 billion to a foreign national that's antagonistic to our way of living. Kind of makes you go, doesn't it? Kind of makes me wonder about who's running the ship. And where in the bloody hell did they get this $3 billion from? Makes me wonder. Did they dip into the pensions again? Did they, you know, steal the money? Or should I say, did they liquidate our assets? I'm saying this because we need to really pay attention to what is going on in this country. And not paying attention to a frickin' boogeyman that doesn't exist. Ask yourself this question. How many people have died in your eyesight, in your line of vision? How many people have you seen unmasked by the day and are still here? Has it ever occurred to you in any way, shape, or form that these people that you see every day or daily or in the daily routine that don't wear a mask are not dying. Did it ever occur to you that what you've been told is a fiction? Has that occurred to you? Has it occurred to you that while you're believing in some fictitious boogeyman that doesn't exist, that your assets are being liquidated outside of this country in the form of loans which we will never see coming back to this country again? $3 billion just walked. That's almost $3.5 billion that he has spent in the last 7 to 8 months. $144 billion went to a coal investment in China. $250 million disappeared. They had a party off the coast of Cuba. Another, I forget what it was, took off again. Some far out fantasy. Where did they get this money? Think about that. Where are the places that money like that is stored in this country? Does it make you wonder? How many of you are in your 40s? I hope you have a gold mine. I hope you have a planet to go to, because this one's going to be pretty much gone by the time you get to your retirement. Now, the concept of retirement is another thing, too. What does it mean to retire in Canada? It means that you get very little to live on at the end of your life. Meanwhile, the rents go up. Meanwhile, everything's inflated. Meanwhile, you are living in a situation where you have nothing. And your nothing is becoming less than nothing. That's what happens in Canada. Now, if they are slaughtering our elderly now with this weapon of this weaponized vaccination, or the download, as I call it, to wipe out the DNA and to incorporate an abomination to come into their bodies, wipe out the DNA, what happens? Does this cycle continue? Does this cycle get perpetuated? Does this cycle never stop? When it comes to your turn, what are you going to be doing? Remember something. If you're not going to fight today, you won't have a country tomorrow. And if we don't get rid of these blasted bastards in power right now, get rid of them. Get rid of them all. And start a whole brand new system. We are not going to have anything left. By the time the liberals in this country bleed out all the money that we have in this country, there won't be enough left to take care of the elderly. There won't be enough to take care of the sick or the disabled. There won't be nothing left. And the next thing that will happen is the disabled, those on social programs because of health issues that cannot function normally in the system, the elderly, those that retire, those who again are not fully able to work or be able to carry themselves because they burn themselves out to get to retirement from the hard jobs they've had to work earlier in their lives. This will be the next group of people that will be eliminated. Got a birth defect? You're gone. You got a situation or health condition that nobody can fix? You're gone. And this is the interesting thing about that statement. They do have ways of fixing just about everything, but they don't want to do it because there's a cost factor. It's easier to kill you and cheaper to kill you than to take care, than to fix you. Imagine that. Imagine that. Welcome to Canada. Hey, come on down. We will vaccinate you with our weapon. Woo. Was it good for you? I guess so. You're dead. want you to think. Israel is now going through. There's a couple steps ahead of us on their way to the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is here. Some of people have some kind of whatever with this, but I've seen the chimera symbol indicating that's the beast symbol. The thing is, the mark of the beast is here now. Now they're going to integrate you to it by leading you by your mask to the point where they will now put that in your system. If you're hearing any minister or any priest or pastor trying to pacify you with this, pacifying that it's not here, we're nowhere near it yet, they are deluded, or they're not up on what's really going on. One or the other. You know, I would hope that they're ignorant and not playing some sort of game. Because you cannot allow yourself to be pacified and thinking, oh, it's not here yet. Oh, it's okay. Shit, what are you waiting for? You think you're going to have time to just all of a sudden be prepared for this? You better start preparing now so that when it happens, you have a plan B. Or, better yet, if everybody starts saying, hey, we're not playing this game, we don't want this here, snip it in the bud before it gets here. Israel's locked down. People can't even leave the country now without that little green passport. Imagine that. Being locked down in your own country, not allowed to go grocery shop, not allowed to get your supplies, not allowed to do anything. You're a prisoner of war. This is what this is. You want that here in Canada? Do you really want that here? Do you want to have this shit come to our country? This is what I'm throwing out there. The links are going to be on the site. You know, we don't need Zionists running us into the ground like the Zionists are running Israel into the ground. We don't need any Freemasons to do it either. Nor do we need the Illuminatis, or do we need the Trilaterals and Knights of Malta, Knights of Templar, whatever the hell's out there. We don't need that here. And we better start facing some hard realities about Canada. There ain't going to be a Canada if this doesn't stop. We're going to be an incorporated corporation to the UN. That's all we're going to be. And as they designate whatever the hell they're going to designate, guess what? You'll have to comply. You will comply or you will die. That's all there is to it. That's the way it is. That's how it rolls. That's how she goes. When we're looking at, let's go back to being international again, Mexico, again, Silly Billy's signing a deal. Carlos Slim, I believe his name is. And then Silly Billy, for those of you in America, is now working with the Chinese to collect DNA data from Americans. Imagine that. Why would the Chinese need DNA from America? Are they planning a bioterror attack on the United States? And if they're doing it in America, okay, those of us in Canada, don't think for one minute that ain't going on here. Look what we got running on the federal level of this country. The health minister here, a transgenetic reject from a test tube from Asia. Really? Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy on the inside? Doesn't that make you feel all safe and cozy? Doesn't it? Think about that. Why do they need to collect our DNA? What happened to first asking me if I'm okay with that? Secondly, where is our privacy as a nation? Why would anybody surrender their DNA to a foreign national that is diametrically different than we are in our ideals and philosophy. I'm at a loss on this. I am on a total loss on this whole thing. See, unless I was going to use that information to produce a DNA strand that can infect and wipe out a good chunk of the population of a country that I would release, for instance, an aerosol in the sky. We had a black chemtrail. I talked about this on the last show, I believe, or the one before. We had black chemtrails coming out of airplanes a couple days ago. Actually, about a week ago. You know, and what did they release? I'll tell you right now where I'm living. Okay, we're in March 13th. Okay, eight more days we'll be in spring. Eight more days. And the nights are cold here. There's a chill in the air. It goes right through the building, right through the glass. And this is our weather here now in Windsor. I don't know about most of you, but I remember the weather. And we never had frosty nights like this. And I have a suspicion that they're keeping the air chilled because they're again, the timing with these guys are impeccable. They get a time slot and they start running it according to a time sequence. And this is what's happening. And now my thinking is they're putting a refrigerant in the air so that by the time spring gets here and things warm up a little bit, then they can let things, they won't chill the air as much. And they'll release whatever they've been dumped that has hit the ground from the chemtrails and release them into the air. And this will go on all over the place. I'm already getting samples and more samples from the Netherlands with the rain. Somebody's actually filming the raindrops, and the raindrops are loaded with fullerene fibers. It's amazing how much shit is in the rain in the Netherlands. Don't think it's not happening in Belgium. Don't think it's not happening in Germany. Don't think it's not happening in Norway. Don't think it's not happening in Denmark. Don't think it's not happening in Finland. Don't think it's not happening in the UK, Spain, Portugal, Luxembourg, France, Italy, the Mediterranean. If you're getting rain, you're getting the tech dumped on you. And it's all a matter of activation. Someone made a comment about, made some stupid comments, they're from Belgium. They made the one comment saying, well, how come not all of us have this situation going on? What is interesting is everybody does have it in their bodies. Everybody. And that's been stated not just by me, but other people who have done the same research. The difference between people turned on and not turned on is that very fact. You haven't been turned on yet. And when you do get turned on, and you will, I have all the confidence that the powers that be will activate you, even in Belgium, even in Germany, even in Italy, even in France, even in Luxembourg, Spain, Portugal, UK, throughout Europe, throughout the Baltics, throughout Africa, US, Canada, everywhere. When it happens, you're going to know it. Then you can write whatever bullshit you want to write. The concept of what we're seeing today and levels that we're seeing it is just unimaginably evil. And we need to wake up to this fact. Again, silly Billy. Gates Foundation funded Chinese-linked genomic firm mining DNA data through COVID tests. Why do you think they need to swab you? Oh, maybe perhaps to inject you, to insert, to tag you. See, you've already been gagged. Now they're going to tag. And soon they're going to bag. Gag, tagged, and bagged. That's how she's rolling. You know, it's amazing that this, and this is going on again. Did anybody ask any of you for permission to have your genetic code collected, and then sold to the Asians or given to the Asians. Anybody get asked? Anybody get requested? See, this is the precarious position we're in today. And nobody's paying attention. Nobody's even aware of it. Nobody's even looking for it. Nobody wants to see it. I see nothing. I see nothing. Remember Schultz and Hogan's Heroes? I see nothing. That's again, it was a stereotype. Well, Germans are pretty good about that. They got a sense of humor. On some things. I see nothing. And this is what's going on. Keep closing our eyes, and what one day happened, we'll open them. There won't be nothing left. Imagine that. You know, we had another nurse that came through the hospital, came through the airlines, and again she was unmasked and refused to get the testing and the quarantine, and she went on and she got threatened with her job. That she was a nurse and saying, "Why work in the COVID department? And this is all bullshit." And she was trying to tell people that it was all bullshit. They didn't have to. They didn't need to be swabbed. And eventually, they let her go. She said the biggest thing was going on was the rudeness of the police force and the nurses that were there. Saying they were reporters at the College of Nurses. But she too was able to walk through the airport. Now remember something. This is Canada. And you may be able to get through this for now and while this is still going on. But eventually, if you go somewhere else, to another country, to another part of the world, if they have certain policies in place, like Israel, for instance, you go into Israel, you may not be able to even fly into Israel now if you don't have that green passport. If there's no indication that you haven't taken that weaponized vaccine, they may not let you in the country. Imagine that. No, you can't come in. How come? You haven't been weaponized. We got to weaponize you. We got to put that DNA abomination inside you. Take you out. Oh, okay. Sign me up. You almost imagine that conversation. Now imagine you got family in Israel. Maybe they're dying and they won't let you in. Imagine that. So now what are you going to do? Are you going to take the vaccine and capitulate to being violated? Because once that's in, that doesn't come out. Remember that. Some of you say, "Well, you know, I want to see my mom before she goes." Put her on video. Or your dad, your uncle, whatever. Put him on video. It might not be the same as being there per se, but you're still there. And if you're not infected with the bioweapon that they're going to put inside you, this will give you a reason to fight. This will give you a reason to challenge this narrative. Okay, it's what it is. Another article said, in Israel, refusing coronavirus vaccination means life is over. You can imagine that. Life is over. The Zionists in Israel are now going to kill you. If you do not take the vaccine, the weaponized vaccine, the weapon of mass destruction, and you don't allow us to kill you with this terminal program that we have in here, we're just going to starve you to death until you take that weapon of mass destruction. Imagine that. Imagine that. Some of you still have this idea, like I said, about government taking care of you. They're going to take care of you in Israel. They're going to just eliminate you. They are just going to eliminate you. End the story. That's how they're going to take care of you. That's how they're going to take care of Canadians. You know, I always say in Canada, remember the natives who lived on the reserves? If by some miracle, we're still alive, we will be the new natives. We will replace the ones that they have had been abusing forever. We will be the new natives of Canada or in the United States. We'll be put in the middle of reserve in the middle of nowhere, and they will take care of us like they took care of them. That's the name of the game. And some are saying, well, that's a little bit dark and a little bit bleak, maybe, perhaps. But it's real. It's a reality, and it's not just a reality that is plausible. It's a reality that is very doable. They've already started doing it here. I mean, this is another thing Canadians are forgetting. They were abducting Canadians coming in from the airport, coming from into Alberta, from Arizona. Women were taken somewhere, and nobody knew where they went. Imagine that. Now, I read a report the other day, a woman was taken somewhere, and they raped her. Imagine that. They can get away with it because you don't know where they're going. So if you are traveling and you're hearing this show and you are a woman, don't let them take you anywhere. If you're a guy, same thing, don't let them take you anywhere. Don't just accept the status quo, because this is not the status quo. This is a new indoctrination that they're trying to get you to believe in. It's time you stood on your principles and your rights on every level. All right, I think I got it all. Let me take a real quick look. I wanted to point this out, and I hope I conveyed it correctly to everybody. The necessary perspective of observing what's going on in the state of Israel, seeing that the Hebrews and the Israelis, the Israelites, are being taken out by their own Zionist government. Okay, and the Zionist government, again, doesn't give a shit about these people. They're not for these people. They need to eliminate all those who are, again, poor, elderly, and retired. And somebody told me today, called me a day from Israel, saying to me that they can't even go out, they can't go shopping. I mean, are you freaking kidding me? Israel. So, yeah, it's the it's amazing. So I gotta say, it's just amazing. You know, there is also video here in regarding to doctors, again, are speaking out in Canada. So again, go check it out. There's another, the test is another way of, again, tagging you or to infect, put an infection inside you. Don't take any swab. The swab is engineered to drop a payload of nano programmed particulates inside you, and those particulates also can carry a on switch to infect you with some kind of pathology. The principles work the same way as GMO seeds. You put the pod in the seed by electrically charging the seed to crack open the protein barrier. Put in the pod, seal it. When they plant it in the ground, as soon as the enzymes become activated, they power up the pod, and then it starts to manufacture pesticides and a whole host of other things. This will work the exact same way today with people. Put shit inside you, tell it to make shit that you're not supposed to make, and now you become a bioweapon, a walking, talking, bipedal bioweapon. Imagine that. Alrighty, I'm going to let it go there. As I always state at the end of these shows, start reading the gospel, read what Jesus had to say, understand what he's talking about, get acquainted with the upload from God. That's what I call it, the upload from God. Got to remember, you've been downloaded with the matrix, get the upload from God. And then see how you start to think and see how much more aware you become. Okay, check it out. Check out the gospels, check out the letters, check out Revelations. I'm of the New Testament covenant, where you need to understand that before you need to understand an old covenant that has nothing to do with you. Alrighty, on the same token, I got people on my site that are doing things to help you all become aware on every level. As I mentioned before, you got Fiona, Diana Spangalo, Svengali, you've got Sherry Three Hearts Church. Check them out. Look at what they got to share with you and show you. You got Yanni, you got Ty, you got Shai, you got Shai from Israel. You got Brian, you got myself. Everyone there is trying to get you to become aware, awake, and understanding again what's going on. Help them out financially as you can. Help anybody out you want. You know, pick as you want to pick one. You want to help a couple, that's up to you. If you don't have any funds, don't worry about it. Share the information. Share, share, share. Alrighty. So I always say at the end of these shows as well, we are still here by the grace of God. Don't forget it. Till the next segment, to your health. Take care.